shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry show, and welcome back. We had a long weekend. It was Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday yesterday. We did take the night off, and we did because it's a national holiday. And if we're taking off Memorial Day and Labor Day, and we're taking off 4th of July, and we're taking off other national holidays, we're taking off Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. That's just all there is to it. And, you know,
extra day off.
Extra day off. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Thank you for tuning in to our debut on Napoleon Dynamite. When I say ours, I mean the show's debut, Napoleon Dynamite, on Sunday night following football. Did very well. My understanding was it brought in a very healthy audience. We'll find out how things go for Napoleon Dynamite as the weeks go by. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. We're going to talk, unfortunately, about some rather ghoulish news that has broken here in the Los Angeles area. And we do have Dave Oliva on the line. Dave is an aspiring Los Angeles police officer. He attends LA Canyon College in North LA County. He's also studying criminal justice. And we're going to be talking with him momentarily about some horrifying news. I can't put it any other way. And whether or not this is the right kind of news to be reporting in the middle of an economic downturn in this state and across the country. Online at philhendryshow.com, you can pick up a backstage pass and watch live streaming video of our show tonight, or listen to the thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of archives, or get our podcast, or any one of a multitude of things that you can do and have fun with over at philhendryshow.com. When it comes to just pure, good, quality, class, funny, great radio, that's where it is, on our website. I don't know about the rest of these guys with their two-minute clips every 3 months or what they call, you know, an archive, but we've got a real archive with full radio shows that goes back 13 years. So check it out, philhendryshow.com. If you want to get a chance at a free backstage pass for a month in the month of February, we're going to have a drawing at the end of this month, and all you have to do to register is go over to our fan page at Facebook. It's facebook.com/PhilHendryFans, P-H-A-N-S, and like the page. If you've already done that, you can go over to Phil Hendry Show at Twitter. That's twitter.com/PhilHendryShow and hashtag Phil Hendry. And you're automatically entered to possibly win a backstage pass for the month of February. We're going to give one away every month. And remember, next month is Phil History Month. So keep that in mind as we approach it. All right. Before I make this announcement, let's get Dave Oliva on the line. Dave, as I mentioned, is a criminal justice student taking law enforcement, criminal justice, forensics, and sociology at L.A. Canyon College. David, good evening, and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Dave, are you en route to school now?
No, I just finished a late class, and I'm heading home right now. But you know, I have my mom's driving, so.
Oh, say hello to your mom.
Yes, I will. So I'm good.
Okay. David, the story here is that a human head was found in a bag along a trail near the Hollywood sign here in Los Angeles, in the L.A. area. Two women hikers with their dogs were hiking along that trail near the Hollywood sign, and it was discovered in the afternoon, so it was just fairly recent. The two women were hiking with nine dogs in the rugged hills near the 3200 block of Canyon Drive when two of the dogs found a plastic bag in the brush containing this human head. The LA police say it's an Armenian-American man in his 40s. They believe the slaying had occurred recently because of the condition of the remains. Sources said the investigators are trying to determine whether the area contains additional body parts. Very ghoulish story. What is your take? Just as a student of crime, criminology, and a guy who wants to be a police officer one day.
Well, I you know, in a lot of ways, Mr. Henry, I consider myself already to be a police officer. I mean, I'm not an official LAPD, but I've done a lot of ride-alongs with LAPD. I do make it my business to stop in to the Parker Center headquarters and to speak with the desk sergeants or watch commanders, people like that. I've come to know a lot of them by first name. So I've got a lot of inside information, not really a lot of inside information, but I do have information on, exactly how these things get investigated. And really what's important to me is what effect this is having on the community in general.
Well, first of all, you have a homicide, but it's a frightening homicide discovered in a manner that, good Lord, you're walking your dog, you know?
Yeah, there's no question about it. And here's the thing that really bothers me, and I think that needs to be taken into consideration. First of all, Mr. Henry, we're in the middle of a very down economy right now in the United States of America. There's a lot of people out of work, and a lot of those people are in the state of California in the tourism business. When the L.A. Times shows a sensationalism to print this kind of story, they don't take into consideration the people who are going to hear about it all over the country and will be reluctant to come to California on a tourism, you know, on a like a tourism trip. And so here we have this story, which is bad enough, you know, as a police officer, what I have to do. And if you want me to just go through the...
I'd like to know as what a police officer would do in investigating something like this.
Well, every police officer is different. But for me, the first thing I would do is, you know, I would try to find out if there's, you know, any other body parts. I would also maybe send some of my people or have people call, like the L.A. Times or other newspapers, to find out, are they going to print this? Because it's a two-pronged attack. I've got to find the individual who did this, and I've got to lessen the damage that the reporting of this is going to do.
And you're telling me that
I'm going to investigate the homicide.
You're going to investigate the homicide, and you're going to do what?
Well, I mean, I just want to ascertain whether the LA Times or any of the area newspapers is going to print this.
And why is that?
Well, because it will have an effect on the overall condition of the Los Angeles and California tourism. What I mean by that is, I like to think in a progressive way, and that's one of the things I'm taking right now at L.A. Canyon College. I want to bring to my police work a way more progressive look. I don't just want to find a criminal. I want to know what the criminal's actions have done. And what this criminal's actions have done is it has made the L.A. Times print the story and have scared people in other parts of the country.
And yeah, but what are you as a police officer going to do about that?
Well, there's not a lot I can do, but at least I can go to the L.A. Times and say, what are you going to do? You go to them and say, are you serious? I mean, are you going to print this? And they're going to say, yeah. And you say, well, I want to let you know at this particular time that as a police officer, I do feel you're endangering the safety, you know, of people. And I'm sure they're going to say to me, well, thank you for the advice. You know,
yeah, they're probably blow you off.
Well, I mean, yeah, they may want to blow me off, but then they're blowing off a police officer, which that gets a little hairy. So if they blow me off, then I have to say, okay, you know, what you're doing now is you are not taking seriously the fact that that this terrible crime was committed and that you are now going to print about it and you are now harming the economy. So,
But is any of this, Dave, and we're talking to Dave Oliva here, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Is any of this stuff, Dave, the province, the responsibility of, the purview of a police officer?
Well, I mean, I don't know what you mean by it. Those are a lot of words. You know, that's a lot of fancy words.
In other words, is a police officer's responsibility to go to the L.A. Times and tell them, watch what you print?
That's why a new generation of police officer like me is going to come into LAPD, which I don't know about any other police departments, but LAPD is where I want to work, and a new generation has risen up to go to LAPD and say, we need a new way of doing things.
But these are man hours, you know.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, in other words, if you're going to investigate who committed this murder, which is your primary duty, going to the L.A. Times and asking, are you guys really going to print this story, that's an additional outlay of energy and...
Well, I mean, you know, there's no question, Mr. Henry, that the LAPD's got to do, you know, find a better way of doing things. I mean, they already do things good, but they got to do things better because this is a bad story to have people read about if they live in, like, I don't know, Wisconsin or anywhere else, and they're planning on coming to L.A. to get away from the winter. Think about it. Right now it's snowing, it's cold. There's places all over this country that people are, you know, want to leave and come to California to look at the, you know, to have an enjoyable time. Now they come out here, and the first thing they see in the newspaper is a head farm. That can only have a negative effect.
Right, but I just, when you say it's a new generation of police officer, which I understand.
Yes, sir.
I don't know, I mean, how are you going to find in the LAPD any superior? How are you going to, politically, I mean, this is beyond LAPD, this is a political thing, where you're going to say to the LA City Council, LA Police Commissioner, whatever, hey, or any city we're talking about now, folks, this isn't just a Los Angeles thing.
Well, it is just a Los Angeles thing from the standpoint of this is a new generation of cop coming to LAPD, but I hope there's other ones too.
You know? All right, but my point is it's a political thing. You're going to have to go to these cats and say, we want to have an expenditure of money. We need money so that not only are we investigating the crime, but we are also advising media as to what to report. I mean,
you're thinking it's like censorship.
Well, yeah, it feels that way.
Well, it's not censorship. It's not censorship. It's how, you know, it's one thing, Mr. Henry, to say, well, it's vital information. It's another thing to say, hey, you know what, a head. Hey, here's a report on a head. Hey, you know, it's all like, what do you say, sensational?
Well, why would that be sensational if you're going to say a head was found in the Hollywood Trail?
I mean, first of all, the only people that hike up there are local people. No tourist is going to go up there.
A lot of tourists go to the Hollywood sign.
Not to hike with your dog. They go and they take a picture and they leave. That's not a place where tourists are going to go and spend a lot of time. They take a picture, then they go. Now you say there's a head that got found up there. You're like not doing no good for no one, and it's sensationalism. The LA Times going, check it out, you know, whatever. There's a head up there, and somebody's dog found it, and this, that. It's not, does no good, you know, in the ultimate job of trying to prevent crime.
All right, Dave Oliva with us here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Do you think some of these newspapers and media outlets ought to limit their reporting of particularly ghoulish crimes because it may affect tourism here in Southern California? A human head was found this afternoon up near the Hollywood sign. Dave Oliva is joining us with his comment on why it's not such a good idea to report that. So that tourists find out about it. 877-876-PHIL is our number. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Now, Dave, you're not a cop.
No, sir. No, I'm not a cop.
Okay. So we have you on the program because you are a student of criminology and you're a student of sociology. You're also taking basic criminal justice so you can prepare for your career as a police officer and also find out about what techniques you might use as opposed to police officers today.
Well, yeah, but I also have, you know, a lot of friends. Like I said, I go over to Parker Center. I bring, like, some mornings it sounds kind of, you know, kind of funny, but some mornings I'll bring donuts and, you know, coffee over there to see what is going on and everything. I like to have, you know, experience being there, you know.
And all right, but that doesn't make you a cop bringing donuts to these guys. Or
No, not at all, but I do believe that I have more of a new generation look on how to deal with a crime like this, and it's a terrible crime.
All right, because what we're talking about here, folks, is today, this afternoon, in fact, in Los Angeles, a human head was found near the Hollywood sign on a hiking trail. Two women who were hiking with their dogs found it, and Dave, your opinion is that the number one thing that needed to be done, besides investigating the crime, is to make sure the LA Times or other media outlets don't report it.
Unfortunately, yes, sir. Yeah. Be- because of the economy that we have in tourism, which is so vital to the state of California. And then next thing you know, they've reported this, and it's not good to have people come out here.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. We'll go to some phone calls here. We have Dave Oliva on the line talking about the crime and whether and the level of this crime and whether it ought to be, whether it should be, what is it, reported. Here is Marlon. Marlon, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dave Oliva. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, Phil. Hello, Dave.
Good evening.
Hey, sir. How you doing? I'm good, yeah.
I was listening to your comments, and I have a major problem with it seems like you're circumventing the whole Constitution, you know, to censor a potential crime or a crime that has actually happened and to purposely go to the media outlets to withhold that from the public. In essence, you're putting more lives in danger rather than trying to curtail crime and help the recession. I mean, there's been crime in California all over this country, and it has not affected tourism. New York's 9/11, the biggest tragedy for the United States, and tourism is still booming in New York.
Well, that's true, but California's economy is really bad. I don't know. I don't know the numbers compared to New York, but I just think, like, when they reported what happened in New York, you know, I understand you have to report that because it's so huge, you know, of what happened. Mm-hmm. But, like, constantly reporting it over and over and over, you know?
Well, what are they supposed to do? I mean, that was an enormous...
Well, they're protecting the people. I mean, as an individual, if there's a potential serial killer or a vicious killer on the loose in the Hollywood Hills, I would like to know about it so I would know not to go there rather than keep...
What about that? Yeah. What about that, Dave? What about the angle of protecting people?
Well, that's what we're doing when we go to the L.A. Times and we say, you know, you guys are reporting about a head or this crime. You are going to make it so nobody wants to come here for the tourism, and that costs jobs. I mean, that protects people, too.
But, Dave, can I ask you a question? If you drive a vehicle that has faulty brakes, but the manufacturer knows the brakes don't work, and you get in that car and drive, and you find out when you're on the highway you hit the brakes, wouldn't you have rather known before you got in the car that the brakes didn't work?
Well, I don't exactly see. Yes, I would, but by the same token, I want somebody. The man to put those brakes in has got a job, okay?
And so does the L.A. Times. And the L.A. Times have a job.
The L.A. Times has got a job. They got a million different things they can report. Do they have to talk about a head?
Yes.
Being found. Why?
Yes, they do. Why?
Because the man just said. You just said, Marlon. And I want to reiterate, safety, public safety, there's a guy on the loose.
Yeah, they could say, hey, you know, there's a guy on the loose, you know, make sure you be, you know, beware of him or something. But you have to say they found a head in a bag?
What would you rather them say? If it was
just
to you, what
like
would you
really
have
nothing.
Say?
Nothing.
You
just,
would want
you know,
them to say nothing?
No report.
Yeah, you don't have to because you can say... You know, today was a regular day in L.A. There were people got murdered, whatever, you know. I mean, we want you to come to L.A. to have a good time. Like 9/11. Let's take 9/11. I know there was no way they were not going to report on it, but the reporting on 9/11, I think, is what kept the tourists down.
But the reporting on 9/11.
With all due respect to your criminology intentions and your intention to be a police officer, if this is what the new generation of the LAPD is going to bring, it's not looking too good because, in essence, you guys are basically proposing that you hide crimes that have happened and you solve it when you can solve it. So if you don't report it, when would you give a news conference to when somebody has been captured?
Well, no, I'm not saying don't report it. I'm saying you just say, you know, a guy got killed today or something.
A guy got killed today. What?
Yeah, I don't know what you guys want from me. I'm trying to save jobs in California, and the L.A. Times wants to put on the front page some dude's head in a bag?
Dave, this is a vicious killing that took place.
It probably was a mafia or something. You know,
Dave,
all right, look, we got to take a break.
You cannot speculate, you know. I mean,
you don't know. A head in a bag?
It could be a serial killer, yeah. All right, listen, I got to take a break, Marlon. I appreciate very much
you,
your
Phil,
call.
Dave,
our number is,
you
thank you, sir, 877-876-PHIL. Dave Oliver with us on the reporting of gruesome crime. Should it be held back from the news media so as to promote tourism and not at least hurt tourism in Southern California? The world-famous Phil Hendry Show will be right back, 877-876-7445.
A head in a bag.
Phil Hendry.
That ain't good.
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Dave Oliver here, and we're discussing with Dave this most recent hideous crime here in Southern California, and they happen across the country. There was a head found along the Hollywood Sign Trail this afternoon. And, Dave, you were mentioning during the break the Adam Walsh story.
Yeah, that's a good story right there. Adam Walsh, you know, is John Walsh's son, and he was murdered by this guy, Otis Poole, who's a serial killer. That guy was such a freak, you know, that, like, they should never have reported that because...
What do you mean they should never have reported what? That the boy was killed?
No, I'm not saying that. But Otis, probably not even report the kid was killed, yeah. I'll tell you why.
No. Hold on for a minute.
Let me tell you why. I'll tell you the perfect reason why. Because the guy that did it, Otis Toole, was a serial killer. He was all, like, I've seen this interview with him, and he's all, ha, 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 you know, I'd like to see a city burn down. I mean, just telling people about that guy gave him, notoriety, and it also gave him publicity. And it made him, you know, look like he's all special, you know.
What do you mean it made him look like he's all special? Are you basically saying that?
No, I'm just saying that when they
are you basically saying that just don't publicize crime and therefore people won't be afraid of it?
No, sir. I'm not saying that. I'm saying when you give out, I would say a really gruesome crime like the Hollywood Head or this poor or little Adam Walsh, you know. And
what's the Hollywood Head? The thing that happened today?
Yes, sir. That's just a way of talking about it so that it's easier for people to, as a police, I mean, I'm not a police officer yet, but one of the things I want to do as a police officer is try to communicate the news to people so it's not as gruesome and scary as it is now. And to that extent, like this crime, I would say is the Hollywood Head. And the Adam Walsh crime, I would just say, head in the I think they found that poor little boy's head in the canal. So I would just say, head overboard or
what does that do, man, to the family of that little boy or of the family of this man when they see head overboard or head or Hollywood Head?
Well, it's not. Yes, I would go to that family. I'd say, okay, you're going to see some things reported that are not going to be particularly pleasant. But they're only going to be called this for the news media so that there is not the reaction of the tourism, okay? Because look at what happened, Mr. Hendry, with little Adam Walsh. That's Florida. That's tourism, okay?
And that's a little boy that you're minimizing.
No, I'm not minimizing him. I'm just saying the guy that did it got into a lot of books and news magazines, and you even said you saw an interview with the guy.
And Otis Toole, you better believe I did, yeah.
See, that made him, like, important. And
No. Well, hold the phone here, man. What do you mean important? I looked at this interview with that Otis Toole. I thought that guy should have been... I don't know why that guy was not put in the electric chair or whatever they had in those days in Florida. I can't freaking believe it. Any more than I can believe that Charles Ng is still alive, Richard Ramirez is still alive. Otis Toole, there was no bringing that guy back, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if... So what are you saying? Oh, yeah.
That guy's not something special to me, okay? And the other thing is, what happened to Adam Walsh was a horrifying thing, but it didn't keep people from moving there, from going there.
Well, yeah, because of the fact that it was not as publicized as California, which is way more popular. Okay,
but Head Overboard is not going to be respect. First of all, it doesn't respect the family, and second of all, it does not communicate the crime.
Well, the crimes, Mr. Andrew, you have to understand. You know, as much as I want to respect the family, and it's important that I want to respect the family. Okay, okay, Mr. Andrew.
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
Okay, as much as I do want to respect the family, and you know, be a part of that, you have to go first to what's best for tourism in the California areas.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Lloyd in Alhambra. Lloyd, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. I want to talk to this the gentleman. What's your name?
My name is Lloyd. My name's Dave. Sorry.
Your name is Dave, right?
Yes, sir.
My name's Lloyd.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Why'd you say your name was Lloyd?
I just made a mistake. I'm sorry.
Well, let me tell you something. I've had an arcade this evening with my grandson, who has the week off. It's ski week. And I told him I'd bring him over to the ball. And I'll tell you this right now, my friend. If I, God forbid, lost this child tonight, and they found a head, God help me.
Take it easy.
Well, sir...
No, hold on. If they found my grandson's head over here in the Whistler Pond, which is right next to the mall...
Yes, sir?
And they said in the news they found a head over at the... They said, head overboard. Buddy, there you wouldn't be able to run. There wouldn't be... I can't think of a country or a location or a city that you could run to and be safe.
Well, sir, I think you need to calm down, first of all.
Hold on. I'm calm. You don't have to tell me to calm down. Now, Whistler Pond is right next to the mall that we go to here in Alhambra, California. And if my grandson's head was found in Whistler Pond, and I heard you...
All right, well, Lloyd, hold on for a minute, man. Just calm down. This is Phil, okay?
Yes, sir.
Just calm. We understand and I agree with you. But you don't need to yell or get yourself worked up.
Well, I'm not getting myself worked up, but the idea of my grandson's head floating in Whistler Pond.
Yes, sir. I'm not familiar with it. I've been to Alhambra, sir, and I think I know the Whistler Pond you're talking about. But I can assure you, sir, I would never want to see or have to go there as an LAPD officer.
Well, you wouldn't, because it's Alhambra, sir.
Well, it is Alhambra, but if they needed assistance, and I went and I had to fish your son's head out of Whistler Pond, I would not want to do that.
Fish it out, you know, Mr. Henry, everything this guy says is an affront.
I want to just ask you something, Dave. You're bringing up the Adam Walsh case, that they reported Adam Walsh. You're bringing up this case today in Hollywood that they reported. All of the evil in all of this, you say, is the reporting and the letting people know.
Well, it's not only that, but it's what it does is it...
You're saying it keeps tourism.
Yeah, hold on. It keeps tourism out?
Yes, sir. It keeps tourism away, and so...
Well, you know, something as far as I'm concerned, that's a good thing. I can't, you know, and God forgive me for saying this, but there aren't enough heads to go around to keep the tourists out of this state. And
all right, that's a hell of a thing to say.
I'm sorry.
Sir, that's a heck of a thing to say, that there's not enough heads to go around.
And I'll tell you this, what tourism has done to this state, you could find 100 heads up and down the Hollywood sign trail, and I can tell you it wouldn't burn my eggs. And I'll tell you something else. You have some nerve talking about Whistler. You didn't say Whistler Pond. What did you say?
Okay, let's not talk about that anymore. I don't want to hear about that anymore. I don't care about Whistler Pond or the Adam Walsh story has been well chronicled, and I don't want to hear about it. Do you understand?
Well, sir, he brought it up.
Phil, I only brought it up to illustrate...
You brought it up to illustrate some point about tourism. And tourism is tourism, and crime is crime. And crime is a serious thing that needs to be reined in before you can even begin to think about tourism.
Sir, but until that time, Mr. Henry, at least what you could do is go to the L.A. Times and say... You know, use some kind of code, Hollywood Head, or...
That's not going to going to do a damn thing, Hollywood head. All that's going to do is frighten me more. Because if you get a headline, you get a headline like that, and you think there's a head, I don't know what he's trying to say.
That kind of frivolous headline is not going, I think I agree with Lloyd, it's not going to mitigate the horrible things that are happening.
If I see a headline that says Hollywood head, my God, you'd think there's one out there on the trail talking to you.
Sir, that is absolutely asinine and ridiculous. And
that's all I've been listening to from you is asinine and ridiculous since you came on the air.
Sir, I'm trying to help not only solve the crime problem, but tourism.
What we're saying here, Dave, is that is not the purview, if you want to use that word, of the police to solve crime. And, oh, yeah, by the way, let's make sure tourism stays at a very, very healthy clip. Lloyd, thank you very much. All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number, 877-876-7445. We're talking with Dave Oliva here about this human head found in a bag along the trail near the Hollywood sign. And really what we're talking about is how do you report crime? And how do you not only report crime, but you do it in a way that keeps people less, you know, keeps people from panicking, and in Dave's mind, keeps tourism from dropping off. 877-876-PHIL is the number here in the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we'll be right back with Dave Oliva and your phone calls in a moment.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. On the line with us here is Dave Oliva from L.A. Canyon College. And Dave, you are not a police officer. I want people to know that, but you are studying to be a police officer. And I think people are, you're saying you're the next generation, you know?
Well, yeah, I think that's what I'm trying to say. You know, we're the next generation of police to investigate, you know, and people can say, that one guy, I don't know what his problem was, you know, and I said, you know, about Adam Walsh, all I was trying to say was...
You were talking about headlines that the newspapers could use that wouldn't frighten people, like Head Overboard or the Hollywood Head.
Oh, yes, sir. And to that end, what I'm trying to say is it still keeps the tourism coming in while you have a gruesome crime like a head that's found in a bag. That's all.
And solving the crime?
Well, yeah, the crime, you have to solve the crime, but while you're solving the crime, do you have to have the state go into bankruptcy? I don't think so.
Well, the state's already bankrupt, so 877-876-PHIL.
Well, no, the state's not bankrupt yet, Mr. Henry. I'm saying if they keep the head dues out there, it will be.
No, the state's broke. I don't know what news you're reading, but the state's broke. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Billy. Billy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dave Oliva.
Okay. My comment about the tourism, the man commenting about the tourism and the headline, Head Overboard just sounds offensive to the family, Head Overboard. It sounds like something you hear in, like, an Inquirer or one of those fake newspapers. And my thought on a crime like
yeah.
that... I think
well, your
that
your
the
other
public,
thought,
like the public should be made aware of stuff like that, but I don't think that, like, you know how they make books off of criminals, they make books, and then the people, like, they're narcissists or they're like, they
yeah,
have
like a lot of times
issue, and they totally
yeah, like
get
a lot
on,
of time.
On crime. I'm sorry.
Right, they write a book about it, or they make a movie of the week about it. You know,
if they make money, they should not make money off of a horrific crime because they have something that's wrong with them upstairs, you know? That there's some kind
well,
of sociopath.
That Billy, you're making a very good point. In the state of California, you're not allowed to profit from your crime. In fact, they've now denied interview access to people like Charles Manson because they don't want to see this sort of thing glorified or.
I wanted to make to the lady.
That they feed off their crimes. They feed off the publicity
oh, exactly.
that they get off of that.
Right.
Well, see, that's my point. So if you say that a guy's head was found on the Hollywood Trail, there's a guy out there going, yeah, I did that, you know? And so,
I think he should be banned from watching the news so he doesn't be able to, like, wreak the glory from the horrific thing that he did to that family. He shouldn't be allowed to watch the news and read the newspaper and then see himself
exactly.
on there and then brag.
Exactly.
Well, you can't do that until you capture him.
No, I would have him not watch the news. Well, you're right. I mean, you can't do it until you capture him, but that's why I'm saying even if you haven't captured him, if you at least say to the news, just use code like head, Hollywood Head, or I know the lady doesn't like head overboard, but
I was
you
talking
still
more about, like, after they catch him. Like, I mean, I know, like, they have criminals that they'll
well,
watch
about before?
On TV before they got caught. But after the fact, I don't think any state should allow them to profit off of anything like that. Like, you know how they get movie deals and book things? And
sure, nah. They, nah.
I
don't know how many states.
They're in jail.
Yeah, well, I don't know how many states still. How many states allow that, Dave?
There's still a lot of states who will let you go and make a movie of the week with a guy. I think there's some killers that can do commercials.
Commercials? For what?
I don't know. You know, that's what I'm saying.
That's
so
crazy.
If you do head overboard, and
what is with this head overboard, man? The lady just said, and I agree with her, the family is hurt by that.
But nobody knows
what
but
do you think
them.
The family's going to think when they read that in the newspaper, their son was brutally murdered, and they read head overboard, and then there's a serious article. It's not like somebody dropped their dog in the ocean. It's like there's a live child that was
a child.
Murdered.
A child that was murdered.
I see what you're saying, but what I'm trying to say is if you say it in a way so the public goes, yeah, okay, I know that's Adam Walsh's head, but also it's not big, it's not gruesome.
It mocks, it makes fun.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Make light of somebody being decapitated. There's not really a way that you can say in a nicer way that somebody was decapitated. That's no matter how you say that, that's horrific. You can make
what about
it
Hollywood Head? Okay, true. What about Hollywood Head?
Did you just hear what the lady said?
If I had to compare that to head overboard, I would not find that as offensive.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't like either one, and I think you have to report it.
But, Mr. Henry, I'm an aspiring LAPD officer, so you can't tell me. I mean, I'm telling you. You know,
what do you mean you're telling me? I'm telling you, as a citizen, I don't like that. I want to have the news reported. I'm sorry about tourism. California's a beautiful place. We've got a lot of tourists. Florida does, too. But this kind of butchery and brutality's got to end. My God, you know, it's been happening ever since I was basically in high school.
Well, you're talking about Chuck Manson.
Right there,
people
Chuck.
People are going to go to California. There are gangs in California. People still go to California. There are gangs in Florida. People still go to Florida every year.
Yeah, but the gangs, there's no head over, but excuse me for saying that. I mean, there's no head. The gangs aren't, like, putting heads in the canal.
But they
you don't know what they're doing.
Drive by and they'll kill innocent people that were just, they were just walking home from work or walking their dog and they got caught up in this crossfire. People that
exactly.
have nothing to do
right.
with this gang will get. They'll still get killed. But that's
it's
not
true. That happens.
From going to Miami or going to Orlando.
I don't care about gangs. I don't care about gangs. I don't think most people care about gangs, but I do care about a head. Okay, and a head. See, that's just
a head. You mean
a murder?
Well, yeah, but a head sitting out on a trail is way worse than just like. A murder.
Okay. Billy, thank you so much.
Death is, you know, that affects the community.
Yeah,
the family.
Absolutely. You
no
know,
matter
but
how they
also
die, that affects people around them that love that person that's not there anymore because somebody...
Are you going to not come to a town? Let me ask you something. Are you going to not come to a town if you say, I read in the newspaper where an 80-year-old lady got smothered by her husband. Is that going to make you not come to the town? No. But if a head's found and you found later the head was smothered, okay.
What do you mean you found later the head was smothered?
Well, what I'm saying is if that was not the cause of death.
What about it?
That would be worse.
It would be worse if the fact that there's a murder taking place.
Sometimes they don't put everything in a newspaper.
Yeah, they don't. All right, Billy, thank you very much. I got to take another call, but I appreciate your call. Our number 877-876-PHIL. Ruben on the line. Ruben, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, thank you, Phil. Dave, hi. How are you?
Dave,
I'm sorry. I'm really shocked in what I'm hearing you say. The fact is that if you're worried about what the newspapers are going to say about the economy, that tells me right off the bat that your priorities are way off. I mean, this is not going to save the economy for California. In no form, no way, not 1%.
I'm talking about tourism.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm referring to. That's what you're saying. I don't see how it has anything to do with it. What really
you read in the newspaper, if you're going to be a tourist, you read in the newspaper that a guy got smothered and then his head was cut off.
No.
That's going to
I mean, the newspaper can put out a disembodied part or anything like that. Doesn't have to make it as gruesome as what you know has occurred. I mean, they have ways of doing it and have
How would they do it? Well, how would they do it? Like,
I'm trying to say disembodied.
Yo, look at Ruben. Hang on, Ruben. I'm going to take a break, Ruben, but you hang on. Hold on the line here for just a second. We'll be right back with you, man. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking here with Dave Oliva. We're talking about crime, punishment, tourism, and how tourism is affected by these gruesome crimes that are reported. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show will be right back. 877-876-PHIL.
That's just bad, you know. Ahead.
Yeah, I get it.
Blase.
Phil Hendry.
Blase.